final chapter is finally being written to the horror story that started in the summer of 2013 when Governor Susana Martinez dismantled the state's mental health system, alleging that all 15 of its private providers were committing fraud. And it's not going to be a happy ending for New Mexico taxpayers. The State Human Services Department announced last week that it had reached a settlement with three of the companies that sued after having their Medicaid funding frozen by the Martinez administration: Hogares of Albuquerque, Valencia Counseling Services, Inc. of Las Lunas, and the Counseling Center of Santa Fe. The settlements range from $1.81 million to a little bit more than $300,000, representing only part of what the companies allege they are owed. And it's just a start. Human Services Secretary David Scrace said they would continue to work with other behavioral providers affected by the 2013 New Mexico Medicaid payment freeze. And so, it may be a little while before we get a final accounting. But the mess created by the former governor's reckless action was evident from the first day. La Frontera, one of five Arizona-based companies awarded no-bid contracts to take over for local providers, set up shop in Las Cruces without a New Mexico pharmacy license needed to dispense medication. Less than 2 years after taking over the local mental health system, La Frontera raised the white flag and beat a hasty retreat back to Arizona. At about the same time that the switch to the Arizona providers was unraveling, so was the rationale used to make that switch. In April 2016, the Attorney General's office completed its investigation and found no evidence that any of the 15 agencies had committed fraud. Instead of accepting those findings, the Martinez administration insisted that allegations made by its outside auditor should trump a three-year investigation by the state's top attorney. They continued to block payments, leading to the inevitable lawsuits that the new administration is now working to resolve. Beyond the financial cost to taxpayers, there was also the personal cost of vulnerable patients who had critical services disrupted. That disruption is highlighted in the film The Shakeup, which premiered at the Las Cruces Film Festival. One of the women interviewed for the movie was the foster mother of eight children who all needed medication and therapy. When the only provider in her hometown of Clayton shut down, she was advised to seek help in Raton, more than 75 miles away, according to the Santa Fe New Mexican. Ralph Moya told the filmmaker that he was the only trained social worker for an area of 11,000 square miles in northeastern New Mexico. "This decision affected so many New Mexico families," Grace said. "We're working diligently on the plan to restore what was taken away. I'm glad that providers who are wrongly accused will finally be fully vindicated." But New Mexico's mental health system prior to the 2013 shakeup wasn't exactly a source of pride or a model for other states to follow. There's never been a single mental health system covering the entire state. Instead, we have a convoluted network of providers that works okay in some areas, not at all in others. And our primary mental health provider is still the county jail. The mess created by Martinez in 2013 was significant, and I don't blame Scrace for drawing attention to it. But his goal can't be a return to the past. He needs to write his own story. A mental health hospital for southern New Mexico would be a great place to start. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.